How did you hear about this book?
From a friend. And the friend said, it was a good listen. It's worth it. You don't have to listen to it all at once. You don't have to listen to beginning to end. Just listen to the parts that the chapter sounds good. So I said, okay, I'll do that.
What was the
Go
most
ahead.
Memorable part of the book for you?
Well, the chapter that talked about mentors had a lot of meaning to me because I've known quite a few strong women in my life that have been either direct mentors, good role models, or just very admirable people. I'm the person I am because I've been influenced by some of these wonderful people. You reminded people that don't forget your mentors and to talk to them and let them know they've been important in your life. And here I am, 82, right? And they're 90 years old. And so I said, boy, get going. So that chapter was just a big nudge for me to get on the phone and say hello to some people. All of them have overcome hurdles or prejudices or things that you don't think women could do. And my feeling was, I'm lucky to have mentors alive. And this was a time for me to say hello and let them know. And that was directly from that chapter that you
what
said.
What kind of things
don't forget.
Did they overcome?
She and her brothers and sisters were put in an orphanage when her father died because the mother was 23 and could not care for four kids. And they lived in an orphanage for, I want to say, at least 5 years. And Dorothy happens to be the oldest of the lot. And she went to Cal Berkeley in a business major. I mean, that's incredible. And she's 94 now, so that's pretty amazing. And she then helped her younger siblings to go to college. So she overcame being put in an orphanage, being Asian, going to UC Berkeley. She was so happy to hear from me. Thank you for remembering me and calling me.
What do you think the effect was on Dorothy of your call?
Well, feeling isolated, maybe a little less isolated. So, and she's, you know, she just appreciated me as much as I appreciated her. But I've just been neglecting my people. And then after reading that chapter, I said, no, I've got to just start calling people. So that was a good chapter, Rick. It affected me in a very positive way. And that's one nice thing about reading this, sharing our stories. Just got me going.
Yeah, it got you started.
The
word you used was nudge, which I like that word.
Yes, yeah. It just nudged me to get going, get on that phone, and tell people that you've appreciated. But like you say, it was a two-way street because she was just as kind to me as I was trying to give her credit for. So it has a nice effect on me.
So that's one of the people. You said there were several.
Yes. There was another woman who's just been an admirable person that I like and carries herself well and lives nearby, and I met her as a docent at UC Botanical Garden. And she's in 94, and I met her in I would say the 1990s, and we were off and on casual friends because she was getting macular degeneration even in her 90s. So when we had docent tours the same day, I would pick her up and go. I admire her because she's had a child who I think was bipolar, eventually took her own life. And for a mom to go through those things and share it with other people is just amazing to me. And so she has shared a lot of things about her life and shows a lot of strength and admirability. Anyway, I always have flowers, and I said, I better catch up too. I called her and said, I have flowers for you. Would you have time for me to come over, or you want me to just drop them off? Please come over, she said. What's good? 11 o'clock. Okay, fine. So I went over and visited with my friend. 2 hours. I think this COVID has made everybody very chatty. We don't usually
right.
sit down outside in the patio. And at the end of our talk, she said, I was going into the weekend and I was feeling a little bit blue and sorry for myself. But after my visit with you and a bouquet of zinnias, the week is just fine. Thank you for coming to visit me. Just takes a little bit of caring, and people are so thankful.
So your visit to her really pulled her out of the doldrums.
Yeah, she said she was, she said this week turned out to be just fine after all. A hello and a short visit or a bouquet of flowers, you can really perk someone up. Don't forget the people that have been in your life, and I'm trying not to forget because there are some that have passed on that I have not acknowledged, and I wish I did. But you know what I'm saying from my heart. It's very little what I seem to be doing, and it means a lot to people that have been a good role model or nurturing to me. And they're in their 90s. They're not as mobile as I am. It has made me much more aware of my elders and people. And I guess I could have peer groups too, but I'm paying more attention to my elders right now. But it is. It's very little on my part, and it means a great deal to them.
Do you want to add anything else before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I just want to say that I've enjoyed the book, and I'm telling people that I love audiobooks now because it's easier on my eyes, and it's, I'm telling them some of the books I read, they're adventure books, but I'm going to be mentioning your book as well.